Making big news over the weekend, Tiger Woods announcing that he is going to play this week, his first tournament back after back surgery. He's going to play a congressional. And we've got a phone number for Tiger, so let's give him a call and just confirm with him that he's making the right decision and not rushing back too quickly.
Yeah, we need to hear it from him.
Hello?
Yeah, Tiger Woods, please.
Hi. Hi, Musers.
Hey, Tiger, how's it going?
It's going pretty well. I don't know if you guys know this, but I like to play golf and stuff, and I'm going to be coming back.
Yeah, we heard. That's why we're calling.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people are surprised, you know, because I like had surgery and stuff. But he did a really good job, my doctor.
Yeah, who's your doctor?
Snapper John MD, and I want to thank him because he was really good and he described the surgery in a way that I could understand using those anatomical dolls that they show kids at CPS. And so he explained what he's going to do, and so he gave me what was called a coblenasionectomy.
What is that?
That's where they removed my spine, and they cleaned it and polished all the spine jelly off of it.
Jeez.
And then they put it back in, and it worked for a while, but then my body started rejecting it. So I had to get a spine transplant.
Wow. And you're already coming back.
Well, yeah, they put in a mastodon spine, so it's really heavy duty.
Okay, good.
It's like 500 yards now.
Yeah, and you're taking full swings and hitting the ball pretty well?
I smushed a turtle on my tricycle.
What does that have to do with anything?
Nothing.
What about your golf swing?
I was noticing on my shoes they were kind of got some mess on the bottom.
Yeah, gross.
But after watching the U.S. Open, I realized I had to come back.
Yeah.
Martin Keimer's the only guy who's any good.
Well, it was, I guess, in that tournament anyway.
Yeah, some people said it looked like when I ran away from everyone at Pebble Beach, you know, the way Martin was leading everyone. Trust me, it looked nothing like me. First of all, I run about 12 times faster than Martin Keimer. So I'm coming back to school all these white MFers.
And you think you can do that right away? You just ride back into it, play this week at Congressional, and you can win?
Yeah, it's going to be easy. I'm back, so now I can play in the British Open, and I can play in the PG Open, and isn't the DNM Open this September?
Yes, it is.
Sorry, it's like PGA Open. I meant PGA Championship.
Yeah, we knew what you meant. You're just excited.
I was lighting my own fart.
Stop doing that.
I was distracted. Hey, you know what? I tipped off the feds to Phil Mickelson, and all I did was ask that SOB questions. They didn't even arrest him.
You tipped off the feds?
Of course.
That was a big story.
I throw him in Siberia, Huskal, Gulag, solitary confinement on Phil.
Well, he may end up that way someday.
Tony and I had a sleepover on Friday.
Tony?
Tony Romo. BFFs. We even went to James Avery and got like two halves of the same necklace. We had a sleepover. We watched like a whole marathon of iCarly and Saved by the Bell.
Wow. Sounds like fun.
Yeah, you have a lot in common.
Up to midnight.
Wow.
And guess what? We pranked Catilda.
Your mom?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
We put her hand in warm water, and she pee-peed all over her palate.
You don't have a bed for her?
She prefers it down there.
Oh, okay.
Feels like home.
Just do that to your mom.
No, I love my mom. But you know who I love?
Almost made it.
What's that?
We almost
made it. Ta-da! Ta-da! The large ebony blubber pile who got so horny and flooded his erectile tissue with enough O-positive so that he could assault a rice worker with some DNA so that 9 months later she could go into a barn in Wise County and fart out a half a black to challenge Jack?
Awful.
He says hi.
He's long gone, so how can he say hi?
Well, maybe they still communicate.
I didn't know you were born in Wise County.
Bye, Mears.
Bye, Tiger. There he is, fake Tiger.